coming to a truly special night of music here at Santa Barbara City College. My name is Jim Bowie, and I am proud to say I get to stand in front of this band every Tuesday and Thursday at 12:45. It is just a dynamite band to be in front of, and I'm like a proud parent every time they play for people. So, yeah, I know. Aw. I need to thank a few people before we go on. Dan Hockman and the El Prado Inn. Without their support for this concert, we could not put this one on every year. Yes. El Prado Inn. State and Aliaga, I think. Yeah, you should go there. Also, Betty Stevens and the Andrew Jackson Jack Jordan Jazz Fund. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but Betty Stevens put together a fund for our jazz program in memory of her brother. And currently we have that fund in excess of $15,000. We are looking to get that up to, with a goal of $50,000, so that we can simply draw on the interest of that account and put this concert on, instead of having to go and play all over town to put this concert on, which is what we do, that we raise our funds for this concert. And in turn, we hope the concert can pay for itself. And it has every year. We've been very fortunate, but I'd like to just back it up a little bit. So if anybody out there needs a tax write-off, we are very willing. Santa Barbara City College Foundation is willing to accept your donation to that fund, and all the proceeds go to this concert. So we hope you can help out. Also, if you love, now the most serious piece of business, believe it or not, if you love music in Santa Barbara, if you value music in Santa Barbara, you will get involved with what's happening with the Santa Barbara School Board. They have some very difficult decisions to make, and we need to help them make the right ones. And that is to include music in our curriculum full-time and not make any more cuts. So their board meetings, trying to be so political at a concert. No, I'm not sorry. Their board meetings, their next scheduled board meeting is April 17th. They have another one on the 22nd and the 29th. 17th, 22nd, 29th, Tuesday night. Typically, check the times on their website, but attend, speak, fill out a card. All right. Thank you. That's my political message for the evening. Now, stop boring you. The set of music for this band is unbelievably difficult, and when you play the music of Stan Kenton, or when you play the arrangements of Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays' music by Mr. Kerno, as we've been so lucky to do, you are facing quite a challenge, and it's a challenge that's rewarding, and that's why, even though this music is really hard, when we cycled it, the band said, oh, we gotta do this. It's one of those types of pieces that, yeah, this is a challenge, but we gotta do this. So, the band is going to play for you a piece called First Circle tonight that Bob will explain a little bit more about, that we actually tried to pull off a little bit last year, and this year we're pulling it off a little bit closer to tempo, I think. So, I wish the band luck. I'll be standing over in the wings like a nervous parent. Bob Kerno's music has been an influence to me since before I knew him. I listened to the Stan Kenton Chicago arrangements when I was in college and was absolutely floored. I listened to the Stan Kenton Big Band and the DVDs and, well, they weren't DVDs and they were betas, but and was absolutely floored. And when his music came out, the arrangements of Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays, once again, I was floored. And now he is doing more and more of his own compositions available through Sierra Music that are also blowing me away. So without any further ado, a genuine, somebody who I idolize, Mr. Robert Kerno.
Wasn't I just here a little bit ago? Age does funny things. And age does things that aren't very funny at all. The soloists on Malagueño, which is about what we're about to play here, are on tenor saxophone Marshall Way, on trombone John Pena, and on lead trumpet, not necessarily soloing, but carrying way above the band and just absolutely impeccable playing. He never makes a mistake. setting people up for failure. You're welcome. Of course, Malaguena is a Bill Holman arrangement, not mine. And I first heard it as a high school kid. And I went to hear the band, and I was floored like everybody was at that time. And was lucky enough some years later to be able to play it on the band. We played it every night, every time we did a performance anywhere, people wanted to hear this marvelous arrangement. And as I said earlier, I believe Malaga, which you heard, followed many years later, about a decade later. This is kind of the father of the whole thing. Bill Holman's